It's a question that always comes up, and it's always muddled by religion. In this aspect, and I'm going to have to quit using that word because it's so commonly used and abused. It's just been the way it's been taught. Has always been taught to accommodate your sinful nature. And the church per se don't want that dead. They really want that. They want you to have two people inside of you, a good and a bad. The world does that. And the bad they have is what they generate, and then the good is what they've deemed good by whatever reason, whether it's the Bible or other things. And so they're always fighting one or the other, but in Romans 6, and we'll turn to it, Romans 6 and 8, I want you to, and honey, can you bring it up? Have you got it? Huh? Okay. It will start with Romans 6 and go to the next slide now. And we'll just keep coming back to that every now and then. Because he hasn't made this difficult, nor has he made it confusing. But we say because we're still living in a mentality where people all die in the flesh, that it couldn't happen, that you wouldn't have to die in the flesh. And so what you do is you deem what is real by the historical notes in which you have taken with humanity in the field in which it's went. But they always forget that whenever there has been one that's been able to believe God enough not to die in the body, God just takes him out of here because there's no place for him to live here. Once they reach that point. Did you ever think of that? Be all alone. God's never intended for humanity to be alone. He'd never tell us to procreate. You're not going to live in your own little world someplace and have your own little cubicle. And everybody comes to your cubicle for what they need from you. Come on, that's what we're educated. I mean, that's what you got today. Somebody say amen. Amen. How many work for big corporations? Okay. Is there a president? The secretary? Come on. Right on down the line. To the publisher? To the guy that prints them? Come on. Take any of them away. And that president is much good for nothing. He can have all the ideas he wants. He can have all the knowledge he wants. He can know everything about everything. But he can only do one thing at a time. So he'll never get nothing accomplished. That a body of people who are unified in spirit. But we've been so duped to think that if you learn from me, you're learning from the best. And that can be in any dimension. That can be in your own mind or somebody that you look up to and you trust in, and it's a little bit more intelligent than you are in whatever area or another. And so until you challenge them to go out of their mind and into yours, will you begin to get a different view? Also different ways of approach. Amen. Also, because of it, the good possibility that you won't stop without not having an answer because there are just one or two of you. But that you'll keep reaching for those properties that are willing to share their intelligence in a collection of intelligence. to come to a resolution in a true answer that meets the need. I told the guy that was doing the sewer, I says, he was sitting there and he was doing it, and he's an engineer, and he's I think he graduated from, I know he did. He got his degree out of Michigan. Not state, but or Ann Arbor, Michigan. And while he's kneeling there and he's explaining all this technological stuff, and I'm catching it because he's actually bringing it into my language, I said, I just want you to know I graduated from Yale. He stopped doing everything he was doing. The other engineer that was there, because you see, there was more than one engineer in the job, because it took more than one. It took more than just one method. It took a special ingredient. Something that was abnormal to address it. Come on. Just because we have these extreme situations, it doesn't limit our God to give us the best solution and answer. Give him what you got. He's not afraid of it. He's up for the job. But you have to be up to listen. You have to be up to pay the price. Now, to do the job right was 10 times more than it would have been. Not everybody has to pay the same price. And you can settle for continual problems, or you can pay the price. And never have that problem again. Ever. Ever. For eternity. Because now the properties of intelligence that we're talking about now are eternal in their being. Whew. Somebody say amen. Amen. Glory to God. See, I'm a radical. I'm real. Let's turn to Romans 6, and I want to just read 12 and 15. This is where we're good. This is going to be our jumping pad in the scriptures. And so it says, and let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies. That's the bodies that are subject unto death. But that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. So there's an intrigue. There's an interest in sin. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Well, you don't understand. I don't want to be righteous. I want the excuse that I got a problem. I can't understand it. This is just the way I do it. I'm a Jew. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I am, so I'm sorry. You know, I'm trying not to get anybody that's here, and boom, I'm trying to get myself. And I got a relative for granted. You know, I'm not 100%, but I got it in me, you know. No offenses, whatever it might be. You know, my mom was a Frenchman, you know, and an Indian, and she had a big temper, and I got it. Is it good enough? No. If I work on anything, that's the one thing I work on is my temperament, that it'll be more palatable, more righteous. He didn't kick me because I haven't yet learned how. I'm still appropriating the properties of intelligence to the point of function, to the point of operating, to the point and where now it won't no longer live in me. And so, yeah, there's still a couple of weak points. If you push them, you're liable to be surprised. Not even because I want it to. But they keep popping up. Ever had that happen? Yeah. And what's the voice behind it saying? You're guilty, but I'm not. But you did it. Yeah, I know, but I'm not guilty, you see, because I have a blood that's greater than that of human thinking and of human efforts and of human behavior. And he has chosen to forgive me. And I have chosen to be forgiven. Want to choose some things? Choose the right things. And so, hallelujah. So I'm yielding myself as an instrument unto righteousness. I didn't say that I knew how to do it all. I'm yielding myself to it, finding out that there are some things I'm going to have to work through. As a son of God, you don't find one example except for Jesus in the lineage. And even in Jesus, there'll be those that will determine what is righteous and what isn't. What he righteously did and what he didn't righteously do. I said there was no sin in him. There was no sin that could be laid to his charge. And that's what God wants to do with us. You see, the first part of that chapter 6, and I will deal with water baptism for those that want to be baptized. Hallelujah. And that's the first part of this chapter. And there's only one way you baptize in water. And there's an operation of circumcision that's there. And when you find that out, and when you do it through obedience, I guarantee you, you won't have a problem understanding it as you continue to go after his word. But there's a cutting off. There's a water. There's a death, burial, and resurrection in the operation of water baptism in Jesus' name. And that really sets this whole plane of thinking now. Where now, he didn't tell you to do that and you not be able to do it. Now that he has died and he's dealt with sin, now we are able to walk in righteousness by faith through his word. His word now walks in me instead of my word or the traditions in which I've been taught that have not given me the answer. Where I still struggle with the same thing. You know why? Because I've succumbed to it. Now, one more. Did I have one more on there? Bring one more down. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. And you know what everybody's interpreted that as? Or I mean, many, many, I won't say everybody, but a general populace that they take everything to the law, the law of Moses. And now they've even, I'll tell you what, the book I just read, they even interpret the Beatitudes as part of the law of Moses. Now listen to this. To say that we don't live under those guidelines anymore. How foolish. What kind of guidelines do you live under then? Do you steal? Doesn't make any difference whether you steal or not. Doesn't make any difference whether you lie or not. Doesn't make any difference whether you covet your... So, see? Don't be tricked. Because a little fanciness where he has finished the work. And that is 100% true. And we're walking in it. And we're walking to it by faith. But it's not without faith. It's not without the working, the operation of faith in your life. Walking towards God through his word in your life. See, it's been too easy to say it's Larry's fault because he's a lawyer. Come on, or it's the doctor's fault, or it's somebody else's fault. It's been an acceptable answer. No remedy. I do not want you there. I want you to be shouldered up, well equipped with the Word of God, well able. You think they were putting you in physical condition to be mean to you? No, because you could be called up at any time and be required to kill and everything else and use every bit of ounce of strength that you might have to save yourself and a country. That's why. And to teach you that you go in there as a Rambo and you'll come out as a piece of charred, dead meat. This isn't a Rambo gospel. This is the body of Christ gospel. And this is the church. Hallelujah. And even though you might not like it, and even though it has a lot of stuff wrong with it, are you praying for the church? You see, because none of us has got to the plateau yet where we are walking as a bride before Him, readied. Now get this. Please, don't misunderstand me because you half listen. Are you tired of this half listen stuff? Pay attention. Hear it all. Don't stop when you think you know the answer. Is that rough enough? Should I do that? Yes! It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable in our behavior to one another. It's not acceptable in your behavior to God. Don't try to be God. Be sons of God. And when He speaks, put your ear to His heart, not to your head. And then let your head catch up to an unveiling, to an answer that you're looking for. Because I'll tell you what, He's not going to do like He did with the prophets now. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Jesus finished that. Don't you know He's the Spirit of prophecy? Don't you know that the great prophet lives right inside of you and you are no less, you have no less ability to hear His voice than the prophets? That now that His Holy Ghost is in you, and now that you're learning how to hear from God, glory to God, you don't have to call up a prophet to make sure it's right. You open up His Word, hallelujah, and you begin to walk in His Word by faith with grit and guts and everything else. And you don't determine the outcome. He does. And when He gets done, it will be done right. And you will walk as a person of revelation in one area. That's why He came. Used to be sheep. Now you're children and sons. Stop being sheep. He's going to fill the house up, isn't it? People say, oh, He's such a good preacher. Yeah, is He? Well, what did He say? Well, hey, He did so good about that little story He told me. Wasn't that good? What about you? Where are you at in the kingdom of God? You're a child of His. You got an indwelling spirit. Hallelujah. You know all them gifts? They didn't come till the 12th chapter. Do you know that? Do you know that? You know all this stuff we say, if you don't speak in tongues, you don't have the Holy Ghost? It doesn't say that. It said in the day of Pentecost they did because there were a lot of languages there. But let me tell you something. By the time we get to the 12th chapter, the church now this church in Christ, glory to God, he's not ashamed to tell you all the stuff that's in it that's pretty distasteful, but he doesn't leave it there without a solution, without an answer. He is not going to leave us, hallelujah, the way that we were when we came to him. He's not going to leave us in our sin if we'll walk in righteousness. Hallelujah. And take it. And you know, if you get mad at me and want to prove me wrong, I hope you do. Because I'm not wrong. I'm right. And you'll be right. When you know it. Not when I know it. I know what I'm doing. I want you guys to be the strongest Christians in the whole earth. I'm proud of you. I don't care where you go, what you do. I'm not trying to keep you in a little arena of New Life Christian or whatever. I want you to be able to walk in any church and worship God, no matter what they might be, no matter what development they might be in. I don't want you to be cheated because the atmosphere isn't what you're used to. And worship God with all your might for who he is, because they're representing you. We don't come as little judges, governors. We come as his kids and his children. He's the one that speaks. It's him we want to obey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give me the next page, honey. So, oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not getting into this next page. You need to know this. You know, nobody likes to know this. Nobody likes to really do something but about this unrighteousness. But you see, all he does is make definition. If it's in you, know that it's forgiven, and you can walk in the forgiveness as you quit yielding what? Your members is what? Unto what? Ah, but we're to yield them unto what? Righteousness. Now, I'm going to do the flip side of this. This is what's been wrong with the church. They've been floating around here being babies all their life, taking mama's sugar titty, and that's it. Going to heaven, thinking that they got a mansion there. How are they going to live there in a mansion when they haven't believed him here? You think that God changes from here to heaven? No, they think that they're going to change from here to heaven. But the truth is, they're not, because they don't know how. That's why we have studies. That's why we learn things. That's why we... You think that people that act different than you, that don't have what you have, that live in a lesser realm of luxury than you have, is because they want to? Yeah, Danny, some. Well, maybe some do. But the truth of the matter is, if we bring intelligence in, if we bring teaching in, and show them their rights as humanity, as a human, and we begin to show them righteous behavior. Do you know what happens to communities that have absolutely nothing? Do you know that's what we're doing in Africa with Judeo ministry? Do you know that this little church has been responsible for thousands of churches to be started in South Africa, in places where they'd have to scrap up little scraps to make a house and live in a place where they got an open fire in this house where there might be 14 in it, so you're shoulder to shoulder, and that way they're keeping warm is one piece or two pieces of coal. And then we come in with the word of the Lord and just little things, just simple things. And the next thing, you know, and then we can get in some computers because people will give their old computers away. And we begin to do things, and then we begin to feed the kids, and then we begin to teach the kids. And guess what happens? Not all of them, but little by little. That's how this, you're going to know if you're a son or if you're a child. Because sons take the responsibility of getting the job done. Sons are the ones that you send out and they bid the jobs. And they place their workers and they come back because they get the money. But let me tell you something about getting the money. The job better be done or they get nothing. Workers want to get paid just because they work. Well, if they do a bad job, they get nothing. Carl wishes he could have a crew that does that. But you see, he's a leader, so he's going to see to it. Disciplinary factors, different things like that, you have to put in play. You know why? Because the job's got to get done. Or nobody gets paid. Now Jesus has finished the job. The prototype is there. But let me tell you something. You know who's going to be the body? Every one of us. So we're finding our place. So praise the Lord. We'll do this. You've been so good today. Are y'all with me? I'm not going to get into the unrighteousness because it'd take me an hour, and we don't need to do that. I got another day. Oh, I got to tell you that Gene Allen's coming Wednesday. Please come and show some support on your Wednesday night just for her, for nothing else. She's getting older, beloved. I don't know how much longer she's going to be around. She definitely has a gift of prophetic gift. And I can tell you this. That I love her and I trust her. See if you can't make a little effort to come out. And then start thinking. Pray for our girls because we're going to work on a presentation for you Sunday. And so I'm just going to cut mine down. Is that all right if I cut my messages down a little bit? And this is just a water and just a tip. I'm just putting some water on your tongue. I'm excited. I'm charged up like crazy. I could preach until tomorrow. But I know you won't do that. You don't want that. No, not that. Don't do that. And I promise you, I won't. Let's stand.